afternoon peeps. It's another warm one here.
It certainly is. I'm roasting.
Yeah, I am as well. I've just been putting clothes away and I'm really hot now. Oh, God. Maybe put another fan. Yeah, that might not be a bad idea, actually. Anyway, we digress. Just a bit of an update. just a really panicked phone call. Everyone's okay. Don't worry. No one's in trouble family wise or anything. Basically, a couple of weeks ago, when I was at the pet shop buying parrot food and different bird supplies, I just happened to mention to Ash, the guy that runs it, that I said, there's nowhere around that boards birds if you go away. And he said, no, he said, there isn't. He said, luckily, we've got a friend that looks after our grey. He said, but I know what you mean. And I said, it's something that I'd really love to get into. I said, obviously, you know, we'd have to think about it. But I said to him, look, I said, if anyone ever comes in and says, have you got anywhere that I can take my birds to? I said, providing it's only one or two birds for now. I said, if they're happy to bring them to me, I said, we're happy to have them. And he said, oh, okay. So he took me, he obviously took my name and number and stuff and said, you know, I'll bear it in mind. And I just had a really panicked phone call. Sam, it's Ash. And I said, it took me a couple of seconds to kind of, hello. And he said, were you serious about boarding birds if you could? And I said, well, yeah, if I can. He said, I just had a really panicky phone call off somebody. Basically, there's a couple in Cleethorpes, I think he said they were, who have a blue-fronted Amazon, and they are going away tomorrow morning for 3 weeks. I think they're going to America.
Oh,
yeah, I know. And they rang the pet shop in a complete panic, saying, oh my God, we're really stuck. Basically, a friend of theirs was going to have the bird while they went away. And their friend basically just rang them today and said, really sorry, we can't do it. Bearing in mind, they were going to take the bird to the friend tonight because they're leaving for the airport at the crack of dawn in the morning. And their friend said, no, really sorry, I can't do it. I don't know why the friend can't do it, but they can't. So they rang the pet shop in a complete and utter panic and just said to Ash, have you got any idea of anyone that can look after this bird for us? What the hell are we going to do? You know, can you have him in the shop? And Ash said, well, not really. He said, I can at a push. He said, but, you know, I've got my own, you know, we've got our own birds and stuff to think of. And so he basically rang me and said, Sam, is there any chance that you can do it? They're willing to pay you a couple of quid a day. Can you do it? And I said, well, yeah, I suppose so, because we've actually got a spare cage at the moment. So he gave me their number. I've just rung them. and they're bringing him at 6:30. So for a few weeks, we're going to have a boarder here called Charlie. I think I said that. I can't remember, though. Apparently, he's 14 and he says lots of things and does lots of things. So if you hear lots of noise over the next couple of weeks, then that's what it is. Smoking Banjo got a companion for a couple of weeks. Mm. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes. Oh, God, don't say that's them again. So anyway, I will speak to you all soon. Well, strangely enough, that was them. That was really weird. There's now a change of plan. He's coming between 4:30, not 6:30. Oh, God. So now Chris is working like hell to sort cages out because we're going to put Banjo, basically, in what was Smokey's old cage because Chris prefers it to work with because he's going to sort of take responsibility for that one for now. And we're going to put Charlie then in the cage that Banjo was in. I know it doesn't mean anything to anybody, but that's what we're doing. So there's cages in bits all over the floor at the moment. Oh, God. And we were supposed to have been going on Skype between 4:30, and that's going to now have to change a little bit. So I'm going to finish this boo, quickly do us something to eat, clean what is going to be Charlie's cage for a few weeks, give him some food and stuff. I don't know much about this bird at all. Hope to God he doesn't swear. Oh, God, I didn't think of that. Oh, shit. Oh, well, if he does, he does. And nothing I can do about it.
No.
He likes women, apparently, so that's good. So, yeah. The guy just rung and said, look, I can finish at 3 today. Is there any chance I can do it between 4 and 5:30 instead? I said, yeah, no problem. That's fine. Because I think he works not far away from me, because when I told him where we were, he said, oh, yeah, I know. He said, I work in... I think he said he works in Killingholme, which isn't far. So I suppose he'll have to finish work, go home and get him, bring him here, and then go home and finish off packing for tomorrow, I suppose. So, yeah, that's our news. It's been a bit of a strange... Wasn't expecting that this afternoon. We were just sat in minding our own business. I was listening to some old Archers and sorting clothes out, and the phone rang. I was like, oh, God.
And I was about to go to the shop.
You were about to go to the shop and get some chockey.
Oh, well, I got postponed for about 15 minutes. That's fine.
So, yeah, that's the plan at the moment, folks. So there's going to be booze of... there's going to be more parrot booze coming your way. Parrot of a different sort. So that'll be interesting. So I really will leave it there now, and I'll speak to you all. Hope you're all enjoying the nice weather, and I will speak to you all soon. Oh, hang on.